Would you like me to pray for you?
You can do, yes. That'd be great.
Father God, we do thank you for Terry, his vision for your kingdom, and that your kingdom would come. Thank you for his passion for youth and for your church. And I pray that you would anoint him tonight to speak your word to us. And more than that, that we would be receptive, that this soil upon which your word would fall would be really good soil, and that it would bear fruit 100 times. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Give Peter a big round of applause. He's a great man. He's a good vicar. Can we do that in an Anglican church? Fantastic. Can you hear me at the back? Am I working? Am I booming like you was, yeah?
No, you're not booming.
How many public speakers does it take to change a light bulb? One, two, one, two, one, two, testing, testing, one, two. It only gets better from here on in. It's great to be here tonight. I'm thrilled and delighted to be here. I've spoke at your youth church a couple of times. They've had me back, so that's always a good sign. Just really want to honour Peter and the great work you are doing here in the town, and just honour you guys as a church. You're doing a fantastic job. I hear tales and stories just about your witness and everything that you're doing, so keep up the great work. Want to honour Ali and the youth church, and also I've got to honour your, is it deacon or warden? Les Taylor is my honourable chairman. He's out of the country at the moment, isn't he? How long have I got, Peter? The last time I spoke, I think, for something like 40 minutes when I should have had 20. So be warned. It's gone quarter to. It's 12 minutes to a mile. Watch, how long have I got? 25 minutes? Quarter past? Is that all right? Agreed? If you agree, say, we agree, Terry. Good. You need to give me some response and interaction. I'm from Hillsong Church in London. And we're sort of crazy-matic Christians, and we do a bit of interaction, and they call it call and response preaching or teaching. So that's the sort of style I come in. I've come from Hillsong, London. I've been planted there for 8 months since I first came here. I've been in the YMCA movement for 15 years. I've only been in 3 churches. I was in a church in Sheffield for 10 years, in the YMCA there for 10 years, a church in Portsmouth for 5, and build a new YMCA in Southampton for 5 years, and I've been here 8 months. So that's sort of my history. It's great to be here on Pentecost Sunday. It's great what our friend just shared there about how his test became a great testimony. And I want to encourage you guys tonight, whatever you're going through, that your test can become your testimony. Whatever might seem like a mess can become a great message. And not to let any setback cause you to step back, but hang on and wait for your comeback, because God will always bring a comeback into your life. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Fantastic. You're doing great. I got converted really all through the power of Pentecost and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. If it wasn't for the person of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit, I wouldn't be here today. I was born and raised into a Roman Catholic family and church. It was half Catholic and half Jew. It was the same as being a normal Roman Catholic. But when you went to confession, you took your lawyer in with you. That's a joke. It was all Catholic. I was an altar boy. Doing great at school. Stable family. My brothers and sisters were a lot older than me. I was the youngest child. Wasn't planned. Wasn't wanted. So they were sort of stuck with me. My parents were like grandparents. My dad died when I was 13. And that absolutely rocked my world. I went to a church, we so-called believed in God, and I thought, if God loved me, why would he take the only source of love away from me? So I got into rebellion. I was outside the headmaster's office so much, everybody thought I was the deputy. But I was always in trouble. I was getting the cane, got in trouble with the police, got put in the care of the local authority at 13, and it just went from bad to worse. Seriously, I got trouble. I got involved in sex, drugs and rock and roll. And that was it. My life started to go on a big, big spiral down, really. I got very damaged through taking drugs. And got seriously addicted to drugs, to heroin, to crack cocaine, to everything like that. My life was a complete mess. It had to take the power of God to set me free and deliver me. I